The commanding sound of Russian choral music doesn't usually evoke images of the Byron Shire hinterland in northern New South Wales, does it? But a bunch of blokes from the town of Mullumbimby have amassed a solid fan base singing songs from Russia's past. Dostoevsky is a 28-man choir, and they're launching their first album this weekend. Andrew Swain's the group's musical director, and he joins us from Mullumbimby. Hello there, Andrew.
Dobre utro, Geraldine.
Dobre utro, yes, I learned this recently in my little...
I heard you've been there.
Journey, what is the inspiration behind this group? How on earth did you get started?
Well, my mate Glenn runs a music festival in Mullumbimby, and we were chatting one night, and he was trying to organise to get a Russian choir to the festival. And he said to me, "Oh, it's so hard. How am I ever going to get a Russian choir over here?" And I said, "Mate, let's just start our own." And so away we went.
And you've got 28 blokes in Dostoevsky. I love that. How long did it take you to come up with that name?
Oh, that was Tom. He came up with that in an instant. He's that kind of guy.
Did you all have a background in music when you began?
Actually not. No, I put the word out once we'd chosen a couple of songs, and first rehearsal we had 7 people, and I said to everyone, "Look, next week you've just got to bring a mate." So the next week we had 14. I did the same again. Next week we had 28. And so probably about a third of the guys could actually sing. And then, you know, some of the other guys could kind of sing. And then the third type of person in the group was just good company.
I hope you haven't clearly singled them out, have you? But, I mean, no one in the group spoke Russian or had any connection to the country. So, you haven't persuaded me why Russian choral music.
One yet, Geraldine. apart from the fact that was kind of the idea, was to get this Russian group to the festival. You know, once we started looking into it, the Russian songs are amazing. They're so powerful and passionate.
Very masculine.
And very masculine, very virile. And you know, they're great to sing. So once we got started, you know, once we got over the initial couple of weeks of, like, not really having a clue what we were doing, we started to realise that these songs were actually incredible and incredible to sing, and just made you feel, you know, so elated and, you know, steeped in this Russian history. And, it's so much fun.
And back in 2017, you had an astounding response, I understand, from Inside Russia after one of your performances was written up in a Russian newspaper.
Yeah, it was. It got published in some sort of like regional newspaper in Russia. But the next thing we knew, TV1 in Russia, which is like, you know, the ABC over there, had put together a story for us of about us.
But sort of at the end of the news bulletin, sort of,
yeah,
know,
yeah, it
was cats up trees story.
The touchy feely story after the weather, and that was all day. One day in Russia, and that night my phone just went crazy. It was just jiggling on the floor next to my bed. I couldn't work out what the hell was going on, and it was all these Russian people who'd found us on Facebook, and they were sending us messages saying, "Oh my God, this is amazing."
And you see them, and then we're going to go to the song in a moment, but you see people, and you become a regular at a range of festivals and so on, and the Russians come up to you and they've got tears in their eyes, you
that's
told
that's right, yeah, yeah,
it's yeah gorgeous. So what are we going to hear today?
So we're going to hear "The Red Army is the Strongest," okay, which is, a song about crushing the monarchy. The chorus is, "Let the Red Army masterfully grip the bayonet with its toil-hardened hand."
Just what you want in Mullumbimby.
Et cetera. Great to sing.
Let's hear it.
Белая, белая армия, черный барон, снова готовя казацкий трон. Но от огня британский моей красная армия всех сил не тягушная красная, зеленая красна. Позор, 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 позор
Not bad. That was The Red Army is the Strongest by Dostoevsky, who are launching their first album, The Very Best of Dostoevsky, tomorrow night at the Brunswick Picture House, and they'll all be also be performing in Sydney on November the 2nd at the Camelot Lounge in Marrickville.